Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
It was a season where we wanted to take a sabbatical and a rest. We had the amazing opportunity to take our family, our four kids. So my wife and four kids and I went and spent a year. And we spent the first 6 months in Oxford and then another 5.5, 6 months traveling around Europe. And we very much kind of, we certainly knew what we wanted, which was to go deeper into some of the heroes of my faith, some old, some in the 20th century. And we certainly had some questions about how community was developed, how faith was sustained, how people did heroic things in the face of incredible evil like the Nazis, you know, so Bonhoeffer and Corrie ten Boom and those sorts of things. So we were looking to be refreshed, to be encouraged, to be inspired, but we also were looking for a chance to help our kids develop what one writer calls an articulate faith, where they really knew how to articulate their faith. And those who can articulate their faith tend to own it more. And so we wanted them to be able to have a faith that they owned, that had depth, and wasn't kind of one-note Christianity, but kind of explored, as you said, the deep and the wide of Christianity. And so we had certain themes we wanted to introduce our kids to. So what we did is we kind of put those down on paper. So here are the 12 themes of Christianity we want to look at. And then we figured out, you know, what was the best way to organize those. And we didn't know that going in. And part of the book, and I don't want to give it away, is kind of how that came about and how we kind of stumbled upon it providentially, the direction we needed to go, where we needed to go, where the money was going to come from. I mean, that was part of kind of the serendipity, the surprise of travel. So we had some general ideas, but the way it evolved and the way it came out was a surprise to us and, you know, a pleasant surprise. It was incredibly exciting. And I think the reader who reads it, it's a travelogue, it's a memoir, it's biography driven. But I think there's a little bit of mystery too. Like, where's this going and how's it going to end? And I think that's what pulls people through it.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.